This show furnished by Adam Banning.
Hormone therapies for reducing menopausal symptoms may be effective, but they aren't without risk of serious adverse events. Estrovera from Metagenics offers a safe approach and the strongest natural choice for menopause relief for women at any stage of menopause. Estrovera features a novel botanical extract known as ERR731 that has demonstrated efficacy for hot flash relief comparable to low-dose hormone therapies. This unique extract has been safely recommended for relieving a wide range of menopausal symptoms since 1933 in Europe and is available in the U.S. by Metagenics. Estrovera works so well for so many women that there's even a money-back guarantee. Ask your medical doctor, chiropractor, or nutritionist about Estrovera from Metagenics today. Or for more information, go to Metagenics.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's KABC's new kid in town, author, lecturer, and nutritional supplement guru, Adam Harmon. For the next hour, he'll be unleashing the power of natural medicine and conscious living. So listen up, America. It's the Adam Harmon Show.
We are here and we are back. So good to have you listening out there in listener land. Whether you're sitting behind your car or sitting in your living room or whatever it takes, we're here with a great show today. You know, on today's show, we're going to be talking about the most oppressed group in the history of the human race. Who could they be? And I bet you can't guess who they are. Okay, here are a few hints. Let's give this one a shot here. In sheer numbers, they're larger than all other oppressed groups combined. Big group. Second hint. The human race could not survive without them. That's interesting. Okay, here's your last hint. Here we go. Every one of you listening knows at least one of them. That's for sure. If you haven't guessed it yet, here it is. The answer is women. That's right. Now, before I lose my male audience, this is not a man-hating, bra-burning, women liberation show. We have women giggling in the background here. Dovey LeRoy, cosmic astrologer.
I am here.
Oh, she is here, and she's laughing at me. You know, I'm just here to state a few interesting facts and tell some compelling stories to help shed some light on the challenges that our society has placed on a large group in our population. That's it. Right now, the average woman's salary, I found this hard to believe, I did some research on it, is 30% less than the average man's salary, often for the same job. That's crazy. Throughout history, women have literally been treated as worthless property to be handed off to their husband along with a few heads of livestock to sweeten the deal. That's the concept of dowries. In certain parts of the world, this practice is still going on today. That's crazy. And gentlemen out there, think about this one. Have you ever walked past a construction site, had someone, some guy with a big belly on him, catcall you, say something inappropriate to you, then worry if you're going to be jumped in an alley and be raped in a dark alley? That sounds horrible, right? It sounds horrible to me. Women go through this every single day in America and abroad. If you've got a mother that you love, a wife or a girlfriend that you adore, or just a female friend you really respect, isn't it about time you gave them their props for putting up with these challenges? Challenges you don't have to go through. They have earned their street cred. So I think that's really important. And for you ladies out there, we got you at the Adam Harmon Show. We got your back. And we've got a great show today. A really great show. Our guest today has dealt with and conquered oppression throughout her life. I dare say she is truly a profile in courage. If we're lucky, she'll share some of her battles and major victories here on the Adam Harmon Show today. Dr. Linda Ellison is an expert in health, nutrition, and culture. She is the former director of reproductive, maternal, newborn, and child health programs for the United Nations Millennium Development Goals of West Africa region. Pretty impressive. In this capacity, Dr. Ellison strategized and implemented multi-pronged health systems that reduced malaria morbidity and mortality in pregnant women and children under the age of 5 in West Africa. That is a rough part of the world. With 86% and reduced it by 86% through medical access and agricultural programs, and most of which she came up with herself. So this is going to be a really, really great set of stories we're going to be listening to here today. Dr. Ellison is currently using her skills, developing and building successful international aid programs to advise and mentor startups in the digital health and mid-tech verticals. Dr. Ellison has taught the history of science, social, anthropology, and women's gender and sexuality departments at Harvard, and has been a guest lecturer at Yale, Oxford, Dartmouth, NYU, and Stanford. So I think she's spoken to the Pope, too. This is, like, really quite a good pedigree here. She received her doctorate from Harvard University in religious gender and culture with a field concentration in social medicine, her MD from the University of Buenos Aires. Love saying that term, Buenos Aires. And in obstetrics and gynecology, her mastery of divinity from Harvard Divinity School. If you're going to get one, you get it from Harvard. In the field of religion and medicine, Dr. Ellison is an avid skier and tennis player as well, and is developing a line of beauty supplements. Maybe we'll get her to talk about that as well. Dr. Linda Ellison, welcome to the Adam Harmon Show.
Thanks so much, Adam. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness.
So great to be here.
You know something? We need to profile and put a focus on women who are willing to be able to do what it takes to make changes in this world. Because for so many years, past the birth of Christ, women have been dealing with lots of challenges. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Lots of people deal with lots of challenges daily, and and my focus are women for sure.
There we go. That's very modest of you. There we go. You know, since women are the longest have the longest history of oppression, can you tell us how oppression has affected your life and how you've overcome it during your life?
Well, you know, oppression is a tricky term because there are so many layers. Ethnicity, gender, race, sexuality, religion. These are all categories we use to categorize and contain one another. Not to mention those who are often the victims of oppression don't spend too much time thinking, hey, I'm oppressed. They're too busy, you know, with their lives. And that's the beautiful thing about humanity, really, that people overcome oppression every day by living and loving.
You know, that's really quite profound, and I appreciate that response as it relates to it. You know, oppression is a very, very interesting term. And I think that many times oppression comes from one group that is the oppressor that is afraid of the oppressed, afraid of power struggles, afraid of many of the things that they can do. I've seen so much in regards to oppression within the area of Africa, where if you take a look at the original African spirituality, it is very, very advanced. I believe people should go out and what is the name of that new movie out there, Black Panther?
Black Panther. Mm-hmm.
Black Panther.
It's really good. Have you guys seen it?
I did.
Oh, you saw it. What'd you think?
It was really good.
I think that's an amazing movie. The reason why
it was amazing
is because in the past, when it came to this oppressed group, which was African Americans, in the past, they really didn't have any major role models to be able to say, you know, you come from a strong, intelligent, forward-thinking race. They had all of these different, you know, prototypes, all these different archetypes, all these different really just bad ways to express the race. This movie not only shows Africans as a very, very advanced race, but much more advanced than the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That. You've got to
really
see powerful.
It. It's very,
definitely
very cool.
Gotta
awesome.
See it.
Okay.
You'll get a great message.
There we go. Yeah. Well, speaking about oppression, let's get back to the oppression as it relates to women. I mean, what advice, doctor, would you give to women who feel oppressed and want to break free?
That's such a good question. Injustice, I think, is really particular. And who am I, really, to give advice to this Syrian refugee trying to raise her kids under the gaze of gender, ethnic, and religious discrimination? Or who am I to give advice to the working mom in Appalachia who's trying to juggle her shift at the gas station and a job at a fast food restaurant just to remain trapped below the poverty line? I'm sure these women have some really good advice they could give me, actually. But the thing I think all women share in common is resiliency, grit, and determination to provide a better world for their daughters than the one that they inherited. For me, in particular, I grew up in a small Mormon community in rural Utah. And my grandma had an eighth grade education.
Wow.
My mom and her sisters made it a little bit farther. And when it came to my generation, the community wasn't necessarily encouraged to go past these women in terms of education. And actually, when I was in school, the state of Utah encouraged early marriage and childbirth by providing motherhood vocational credit for high school girls.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So early marriage and childbirth were some of the traditional religious practices my particular Mormon community placed that felt like an impenetrable ceiling over our heads as young girls.
Yeah.
And like many, I knew I wanted something different. And fortunately, I received some opportunities that changed the direction of my life,
wow,
like so many people do.
My goodness gracious. Can you tell us a little bit about those opportunities? This sounds interesting.
Oh, well, thank you. You're so sweet. I had an amazing opportunity to go to college and receive what was an amazing education at the University of Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I went on to Harvard Divinity School, which really fed my thirst for knowledge, more knowledge about women in religious communities.
Wow.
And from there, I started to take a lot of classes at the School of Public Health and the medical school to see how the worlds of medicine and religion sometimes help each other and sometimes collide. And out of that question, I started into my doctoral work and was able to parlay that into a job at the United Nations.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to get into this after the break. We're heading into a news break right now, so don't touch that dial. We'll be back with more of our inspirational conversation with Dr. Linda Ellison.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress starting at just $600. Just go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our 2-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress made just for you with a 100-night sleep trial and financing as low as 0%. For a limited time, get $50 off your mattress order when you go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio. That's HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
We are back. We are back, and you're listening to The Adam Harman Show on Talk Radio, 790 AM, KABC. You know, we're back here again with our female profile and coverage, Dr. Linda Ellison.
Hi.
And there we go. We got you back. That's great. Hey, listen, if you want to be able to see the beautiful and amazing faces and just funny faces like mine, you can go to our YouTube channel. That's The Adam Harman Show. That's H-A-R-M-A-N. The Adam Harman Show on the YouTube channel. We're also on Instagram and we're also on Facebook. Make sure to check us out, support us, like us, and subscribe. Hey, there was a question I wanted to get into, Doctor, before
tell
we
me.
Went into the break. Tell me. Turn
tell
me your
me
question.
We'll see if I answer.
We'll see if she answers. She's playing hard to get. You know, when those guests come on, they get hard to get. It's a rough day, man. There you go. Can you tell us how you worked with the UN and helped people in Africa?
If you give me $5 right now.
$5 right now.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Her secrets.
$5. I slipped it to her under the table. Trust me on that one. There we go.
I don't see it.
It's on its way. The check is in the mail.
I'll tell everyone else. Close your ears.
Okay, go ahead.
So when I finished graduate school at Harvard, I really wanted the opportunity to address health disparities among women and children, particularly in lesser resource nations. And so I applied and was accepted to a United Nations program called the Millennium Development Goals Project, which is a wonderful program and reaches people all over the world. But this project in particular took me to West Africa. So think of countries like Mali, Sierra Leone, Senegal, Ghana. And while I was there, it became obvious to me how food scarcity and poor nutrition can exacerbate illnesses and diseases that should be easily treated, but instead too often lead to premature death, really unnecessarily. It wouldn't happen here.
Wow.
But I realized that many women were the primary and the very best healthcare providers for others. And that was something that had largely been overlooked in the program when I stepped into it.
So like almost the concept of the medicine woman or the woman really leading the way as it related to the home therapies.
Well, really what I found was grandmothers are so key to communities. And my own grandmother was so key in my growing up, and grandmothers in my Mormon community were really revered as not just medicine women, definitely medicine women, but also elders in the community.
Like sages.
Very much like healers and sages. And same with tribes in West Africa. Huh. The grandmothers were going hut to hut, visiting people who were sick, visiting people who just needed some cheering up, visiting people to just say hello and spread community.
Right.
And so one of the programs I started was, instead of asking people to go to a clinic to receive medical care, to go out of their way and trust a Western doctor, usually some white guy.
Some white dude in a lab coat.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the one.
I get scared when I see that.
Right?
Doctors make everyone panicky, right?
Isn't that? Yeah. There you go.
Wouldn't you rather have a grandma come to your very own house?
Yes.
Ride a
yes.
little beach cruiser? One thing that we did
so much
was,
more comfortable.
Yes.
Grandma.
We shipped over a bunch of beach cruisers.
Okay.
One thing I did with this program was help grandmas learn how to ride a bike. So Sweet. I'd be holding them up
oh,
on
wow.
a bike, just like my dad used to
oh,
teach me how to ride a bike.
Gosh.
You know, you hold onto the seat and run and run and
yeah.
run. And here are these ladies in their gorgeous African cloth clothing,
uh-huh.
riding a bike, baskets on their head. And the little basket on the bike full of medicine. They
That's
were,
awesome.
They were doing the rapid detection tests and delivering medicine to communities of people. And everyone's going to let a really sweet grandma into their house, invite her in for some tea, let her take
that
her
is,
temperature, right?
Brilliant.
It's almost
yeah.
like their
yeah.
female energy makes it to where it's comforting
yes,
rather than an alpha
is.
Kind of energy with
yes.
males.
Well,
awesome.
If you think about it, anytime, I don't know about you guys, but anytime I get sick, the first person I always want is my mom,
mm-hmm.
not the doctor.
Right.
We're like,
not
oh, wow, I feel yucky today. I'm dying to go yeah. see the doctor. That never
and
happens.
And this is from
literally
a Harvard-trained
never.
Doctor, by the way.
Right? I just want my mom or my grandma.
There you go.
So in these communities, it was really successful to give the grandmas and the aunties the rapid detection tests and the
And this was for malaria.
Medicine. This was for malaria,
wow.
yeah. So that was amazingly successful just because we were able to get medicine into the hands of people who really needed it.
Yes.
And it was coming from people they really trusted and felt so comfortable with and trusted enough to say, okay, I will take these pills that I might not otherwise take, but I'll take this woman's word for it.
Mm-hmm.
You are the goddess of compliance at this point.
Take it for what it is.
I'll take goddess any day, Adam.
There we go.
Let's just step with goddess.
Let's just
Why
go.
Do we need to limit it?
There we go. It's all good.
Come on.
So that is really great. So how much did that reduce malaria? There was like 86% reduction.
86%. If you catch malaria pretty early on and you're able to medicate it well and consistently, you do need some follow-up care to make sure that people aren't just swallowing the first set of pills
right.
while you're there in front of them.
Right.
But again, if you have a grandma on her little pink beach cruiser riding to your house to make sure that you swallowed your malaria pills.
This sounds like
you're probably going to do it, right?
This sounds like a scene from Burning Man with grandmothers.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just like beach cruising along, you know, trying to cure malaria. Hey, you know,
that sounds really fun.
That's
I don't know that malaria is ever that fun.
The malaria, I hear, is not that fun. Hey, you know something? I really want to be able to applaud you as it relates to really saving so many lives for this. I'm sure there's a lot of other things you could have done after medical school.
That's so kind of you to say, but really it's not me doing any life saving. This was me realizing that grandmothers are really powerful people all over the world in everyone's community, and that was the best way to provide mobile community healthcare was to turn it over to these women.
I think we could all learn a little bit of a lesson from what you did over there, and thank you for that.
Thank you.
You know, speaking about things that people are thankful for and people are passionate for, I mean, what runs you? What are you passionate about these days?
Well, you know, I love eating.
You love eating?
I love eating.
Okay.
I love food and nutrition.
First of all, you folks have to go on our YouTube channel. That's the Adam Harman Show. This girl's thin as a rail.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Great shade.
I'm in decent shape.
Okay,
thank
there
you.
We go. All right.
I wouldn't say that I'm thin as a rail, but I'm not trying to be.
There you go.
I like chocolate cake way too much. I'm not cutting that out of my diet ever.
Don't do that.
it's not probably possible for me. I don't want it to be. I'm not going to find out if it's possible. Let's just say that.
All right. We're not going there.
So
what else are you passionate about? What gets you up in the morning?
So one thing that I started in Africa was a women's community farm collective, which I loved that so much, to be able to plant food with people and have women come together and harvest the food and make the food together and feed people. And that just really fed me more than just my tummy.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of coming out of that experience, I've started a company for health supplements, some beauty supplements.
Really? I hear they're very interesting. Can you tell us more?
Oh, you're so nice to ask. Thank you. Well, my first product is a medical grade small molecule bovine collagen.
Okay.
And you can sprinkle that on any kind of food you're making. I like to put it in soup. I put it in coffee. Sometimes I throw it in a cocktail.
Okay, now let's
okay.
Okay,
yes.
Small molecule bovine. I'm starting. It makes me think funny things. What is this for?
It's almost like eating a light Botox treatment.
Ooh.
It really helps to reduce lines, wrinkles.
Sign me up.
Makes your skin kind of dewy.
Yeah,
a little tighter.
I took a look at this a little bit, and there's some pretty good research on this.
There's a lot of research on this.
Wow. And, you know, when it comes to these bovine collagens, many times their molecules are so large that they're hard to break down and absorb. This is a little different, isn't it?
That's such a good question. You know about this. You've been doing your homework.
I did my homework.
Ah, Professor Ellison will give you an A on that
there
homework.
There we go.
Good job.
There we go.
Large molecule collagen, you're right, is not that absorbable to the human system.
Right.
Only between about 9% and 30% absorbable.
Mm.
The small molecule collagen, on the other hand, is 90% to 95% absorbable.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So
in the protein uptake sites in the jejunum, eh?
Yeah. you're just showing off.
I'm looking
such
for extra points. There we go.
Extra credit.
So what is the name of this wonderful thing?
So the company is called Nurax.
Nurax. How do you spell that?
Nurax.
When is that going to come out into the public? I know you're working on it right now.
I'm working on it right now. It's out in secret.
You're testing it now, aren't you? Out in the public.
I am.
Ooh.
I'm carrying around a lot of little baggies in my bag.
Uh-oh. And rolled up $100 bills? No, I'm only kidding. All righty. You know. I'm gonna ask you one last question before we get out here.
All right.
You know, and we have about 1 minute for you to go through it. All right,
all right.
Here you go.
Tell me.
What are three things?
Speed round.
There we go. Speed round. What three things can people do, and we ask this of all our guests, to basically make this a better world to live in? What do you think?
I would say three things to do with self-care. We really don't have that much influence at the end of the day on what other people do.
Right.
We can suggest things for other people to do, but we can really only do things ourselves, I would say. So three things that I do to make the world a better place is try to make me a better person by, one, meditating.
Right.
Meditating calms me down. It raises my vibration, helps me have a little bit of critical distance.
And this is a Harvard doctor,
helpful.
Okay? Go ahead.
So I was just at a flash mob meditation earlier today. It was so awesome.
There you go.
Second thing, obviously, eat. Mm-hmm. Eat well. Don't walk around your life hangry. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants that.
No one wants that.
And the third thing I would say is smile and take a breath before you relax. Before you react to anything,
okay.
Don't personalize things. Mm-hmm. Just smile and breathe.
You know, Dr. Ellison,
if you can.
I'd like to thank you so much. What's the name of that product then? Nurax?
Nurax.
There we go. Dr. Ellison, thank you so much for being a guest
thank
today.
Thank you. Thanks
on the
for
Adam Harmon Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Linda Ellison. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break, but stay with us. When we come back, we're going to really reveal the number one reason why long-term relationships fail and how to turn that around. Okay, we're going to be coming back in just a few minutes, so hang in there.
This is the worst time of year. It's hot, it's cold, it's hot, it's cold. You don't want to be uncomfortable in your own home. Your tired old heating and AC system is working double time. Get rid of that old clunker. Don't wait another minute. Call Dave, Matt, and Ray, the owners of Southland Heating and Air Conditioning at 213-699-3659. Dave, Matt, and Ray have over 60 years combined experience. Check them out. They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and the reviews are incredible. Why? They don't sell you packages. They don't sell you stuff you don't need. They work with you so you get the highest energy savings using the latest smart technology at the lowest possible price. Oh, and most installs take less than a day. Right now, save up to $1,500 on a brand new heating and AC system, plus 0% financing for up to 3 years. Don't fall for gimmicks and overpay. Call the experts, Dave, Matt, and Ray. 213-699-3659. 213-699-3659. Or DaveMattandRay.com. CSFB number 797064. Much first qualifying equipment. Some new supply. Call for details. Offer expires 2/28/18.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized. More alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Visit tomorrowsleep.com and use promo code RADIO for $125 off through this Friday only. Transform your tomorrow.
Are you wondering how to improve your relationships and your life? Are you curious if we've all been through what you're experiencing? Well, take a seat on the couch with Dr. Leanna and me, Eric Scott Smith, Fridays at midnight, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Norm's Bigger Better 4-Course New York Steak Dinner for just $12.99. A half-pound New York steak, 6 fried shrimp, potato, vegetables, soup, salad, and dessert. All day, every day for $12.99. Norm's Restaurants.
VO 790, KABC News Update, I'm Steve Cumming. A Democratic memo in redacted form that seeks to undercut Republican claims of FBI surveillance abuses was released today, 3 weeks after the GOP's version was made public. It all involves the largely discredited dossier background information on candidate Donald Trump.
Russians had no compromising information on Donald Trump, the president tweets, citing Fox News. He also writes the Democratic memo is, quote, a political and legal bust, just confirms all the terrible things that were done. But California Democrat Eric Swalwell of the Intelligence Committee argues his side wanted to point out the so-called dossier was not the only reason for a surveillance warrant on Trump campaign aide Carter Page.
The Republican memo, we thought, was just an unfair, unfounded attack on the FBI and its investigation. And so we sought to correct the record.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
KABC SoCal weather mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s to mid-40s. More news coming up and continuous coverage on KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Ooh, that's a sublime sort of sound, don't you think? We are back. And you're listening to The Adam Harman Show on Talk Radio, 790 AM, KABC. You know, this is a segment that many of my clients and friends have been asking me to include in the lineup of The Adam Harman Show. As an intuitive relationship and business coach, I've been helping so many people build their relationship skills. Now, listen to what I'm saying here. You can build your skills. No one teaches you how to have a relationship, but you can take best practices that work out there and you can build your skills so they can have better relationships with others and with themselves. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. So without further delay, I'd like to welcome you to Can You Relate? That's a new segment here. In this segment, we're going to be going over some winning strategies for meeting, dating, and relating with that special someone. All right? So let's start with my favorite meeting mistake that most all guys make when they try to start a relationship with a woman. Okay? Or at least try to start a conversation with a woman. Here you go. When guys, all of a sudden, let's say they walk into a social setting, like a party, and they look across the way and they see that gorgeous woman, they're like, oh. There's a little creature in the back of most guys' minds going, I don't know if I can have that. I don't know if I can have that in my life, you know, a little insecurity. But, you know, on a good day when you're feeling good and you're dressed well and you looked in the mirror and you said, that's not bad. I can do this. Well, then all of a sudden you find yourself in a situation where you walk towards them. But guess what? You're walking towards them with the biggest thing hanging out, okay? And what you're introducing them to. You're introducing them to your genitals, okay? You're walking up there and you're standing there from a perspective of, I want to be able to become intimate with this person. And guess what that feels like to a woman when you do that? It feels like they're being hunted, okay? It feels pushy. It doesn't even feel genuine. It doesn't even feel genuine to you. That's why you're nervous. If it felt genuine to you, you'd walk right over there, okay? So, I mean, realistically speaking, speaking from that point in your body is not going to get you as much of what you want, guys. If you're listening out there, listen to me on this one. I've helped listen so many
up.
Guys. Mm-hmm. Listen up.
Listen to this.
Listen
this is
to
real.
This is from the women in the group. They're going, listen, I know. I have been bumped
it's
into.
It's happened. I've been hounded.
I've been hounded. There we go. You don't want to be a hound, okay?
Mm-mm.
So here's how it goes, all right? When you are about to walk over there, take a deep breath. Don't walk over there yet. And I'd like you to visualize something. This works all the time. I mean, I haven't heard anybody tell me it hasn't worked to some extent. I'd like you to be able to look at that woman and say to yourself, honestly, what's that making you think? And you know what's making you think. You want to get jiggy with it. You know what I mean? So you're standing there going, okay, I want you to visualize, and we call this within the esoteric world, your chakras. I'd like you to visualize your lower chakra. It's around the area of your genitals. And I'd like you to visualize a red glow in that area. And it's got that feeling of, I want to be with that person in that way. And I'd like you to see that red glow. And with every breath you take, that red glow is going to get larger and larger and larger. Take about 3 or 4 breaths. Now I'd like you to see that glow, that mist coming off of that glow, rising up into your heart. And I'd like you to be able to allow all of that mist to rise up into your heart. I'd like you to feel it inside your heart. So you're actually approaching them from a place of genuine integrity and a loving place that you actually want to get to know that person. Women can feel it. Look them in the eye when you've got that red glow inside your heart. It works so well that, interestingly enough, in Buddhism, that approach was used to be able to help men focus better. It actually will take a man's erection and totally get rid of it in less than 15 seconds and give them a feeling of warmth and abundance that they've never had before, just breathing up that red glow into their heart. When you feel that red glow, then head over there. It works really really well. Remember, women want you to romance their mind first, okay? And act like you actually care about what they're saying and what they're doing. Look at it as an exploration. You want to be able to explore a brand new person. And it's not like you want to be with that person. You don't know. So have a good conversation. Get it started that way. That's a great one. Now, let's talk about, you know, our single women out there, all right? You're out at a social event. You see someone you're attracted to. They're attractive, they're funny, you know, whatever turns you on. Recognize one thing, okay? When you're about to walk over there, no matter how attractive they are, coming up and introducing themselves to you can be nerve-wracking to most men. Everybody out there, when they see someone who's like bright and sparkly, they're like, oh, they're confident, oh, they're that. No, everybody has their insecurities. Come on, let's take a deep breath on this one and try this technique for you ladies out there. So get within conversation distance of the guy, all right? Catch their eyes and simply say, now this is so simple, it's stupid. Hi, my name is, and whatever your name is, and make sure you smile. Then you leave the rest to them. You know, basically, if you try this simple approach, you get to choose the people you want to converse with. You know, if you leave it to guys to do all the work, a large percent of the men who will actually initially approach you end up being confident players who are only interested in short-term gratification. So you want to swat away those flies. Come on. So then let's say you're talking to this person for a bit and you're interested in taking it further, whatever it means, getting to call you for a date or whatever, you know, a drink, whatever. Don't be afraid to touch their arm at points during the conversation. All right. This will give them solid confirmation that you're into them. Don't leave it up to interpretation. Men can't read minds. Let me say this one more time. The guy behind the booth should not on this one. Men can't read minds. Don't be that person who says, I gave him my number. Why didn't he call me? When you didn't properly communicate your non-platonic interests. Okay? So remember, it's all about communication and understanding that everyone has insecurities. I don't care how beautiful you are. All the stars who walk the red carpets, they got insecurities too. You got to consider, we all get dressed the same way. We all poop the same way. We're all people here. Okay? Next, let's say that you're in a relationship for a while. Okay? Well, I like what Chris Rock says. Chris Rock says, you got to be coming and going. Okay? And basically speaking, he's talking about keeping the romance and the physical relationship, the sexuality, in regards to the first part of that statement. Bringing back the romance when you're first dating is really, really essential. I mean, when it comes to women, you know, more touch and intimate things you used to do with him, you know what they are, okay? When you first dated that guy, you've been dating for 2 years, you used to do some stuff, all right? We know what it is. We got these girls giggling over here. But you're not doing it anymore. If you want to be able to bring back that magic, you got to bring back prompters, things that will trigger that magic again. All of a sudden, surprise him. Do one of those things. And all of a sudden, you'll be back there again. He'll bring it back. You know, men, you know, in the days when you first started out that relationship with that young lady, okay, you were doing things like getting gifts and flowers without any reason. It was like, just because I think you're adorable. All right?
Yeah.
So give her flowers for no reason and tell them that you love them. You may not have said that for a while. You don't know about it because most people take relationships and put them on automatic drive. And automatic drive is going to kill you and your relationship. It's going to make your life not worth living with that person. So, you know, do what you used to do. These are really important things, you know. And when he speaks about the concept of going, the other end of coming, is going means getting out and discovering new things together. You want to create new memories.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
Ladies, wouldn't you agree to all this?
Yes. 100%.
There
yes.
we go. We're on the right track here. And this
Definitely.
Has worked for so many of my clients before in the past. Relationships are like a business. They require work to get the rewards. You can't go on automatic drive. Ain't gonna work. And you should read a really great book. It's called Love Languages, because you can find out what the other person's love language is. You know, you may think telling your girlfriend, I love you, is the right thing to do, but guess what? Her love language may be acts of service, which means you're gonna get more out of her in the bedroom if you clean up the living room. That's an act of service. Or if you cook her a meal. Okay? There's all different types of love languages. Look up the book, Love Languages. If you've got any questions about your relationship, if it's starting to get a little stale, find out what her love language is or find out what his love language is and do that a lot. They're going to love you up for it and they're going to see the change. But I believe that really the biggest reason that long-term relationships fail is because you start having a relationship with a story about the person instead of a relationship with that person. That's interesting, right? Let me explain. You know, basically speaking, have you ever been in a situation where you finish the sentence of your partner?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's because you anticipate what they're going to say. So you have a story about what they're going to say in whatever situation. But let me tell you something. Many times you're wrong. Because over time, with little insults to the relationship, with little bits of disrespect to the relationship, with little bits of, you did something I didn't expect from you, that's not good to the relationship, you build up this little negative story. And bottom line on the whole thing is you need to be able to take a step back and recognize that you're having a relationship with a story which is doomed to failure. Have a relationship with a real person. How do you do this? The answer is to rediscover your partner, interview them about how they feel about things, really check into why they feel that way. Don't finish their sentences. Oh, my goodness. Touch them slowly and focus on them when you do that. Don't let your mind wander off, especially in the bedroom. I hear so many guys saying, yeah, I think about another woman when I'm with my woman. Don't do that. You don't always have to orgasm. Now, we're going to say this again. You don't always have to orgasm. Form a pact with your lover that it's okay not to orgasm, okay? Experience the feeling of connection then. Discover new things. Go to new places. Create new experiences with them. Be there with them when they do it. And when you do it together, and please, no smartphones on dates. Just put those suckers away. You hear the pleadings from these
put
beautiful young
away.
Ladies?
Pay attention to me.
Pay attention to you, my goodness. And there's one other thing, okay, is something called eye-gazing and divine witness. There's a really well-known, and his name slips my memory right now, well-known a psychiatrist and psychologist who deals with the issues of relationships. He says, listen, you know, people come into me for years and years and years, but if I could get them just to look into each other's eyes lovingly and look into the other person's eyes knowing that that person is going to succeed and be their best person, mm-hmm. that divine witness, that evolution happening in them, stare into their eyes for just 10 minutes, I get better results than years of therapy. You know something? Take a moment. Stare into your loved one's eyes. You know, these are some great techniques. They really work. I've used them in my relationship and business coaching practice with great results. If you'd like to reach out and get your relationship questions answered, then text the words, help me relate, to 310-999-7877. That's help me relate to 310-999-7877. Do that today. These are all important things. Well, folks, it's time for us to take a short commercial break. Stick with us in our next segment. The Adam Harmon Show astrologer W. Leroy will attempt something that has never been done before on radio. Never. Stay tuned.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790-KABC.
What's up, Doc?
Hey, this is Dr. Drew.
This is Lauren Savant.
And on the next Midday Live, we'll take your calls and we'll update on what has caught your hair on fire this weekend. In other words, what did Donald Trump say?
Oh, the list is long and short.
No doubt about that. We'll get on it. That and more on the next Midday Live with Dr. Drew and Lauren Savant. Talk Radio 790-KABC.
KABC will call window is now open.
Hi, I hear you're giving away tickets to music shows and comedies and...
Oh, yeah, it's a little added bonus for listening to KABC.
I'll take 10 of each, please.
Well, you do have to win them first.
Hey, buddy, mind if I borrow your phone?
Listen, call, win!
The KABC will call your ticket to SoCal's hottest tickets. Courtesy of 790 KABC.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and get instant gold status, you'll save on every fill, every day.
But you'll feel like you just woke up to the news that your birthday was declared a national holiday.
That's what it feels like to have gold status with the Fuel Rewards program at Shell. With gold status, you'll save 5 cents with every gallon from the first fill. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details.
February is Heart Health Month, so Quantum Nutrition Labs is featuring two key support agents for promoting cardiovascular and circulatory health. Quantum Delta Tocotrienol and Quantum Resveratrol. Buy two bottles and get the third one free, and get a free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Over the years, Dr. Bob Rutkowski has stayed on the cutting edge of science, constantly looking for the next breakthrough discovery in the field of nutrition. So here it is. Imagine coffee that's actually good for you. Coffee that tastes great, that's non-acidic, rich in antioxidants, and fortified with a phytobotanical that's been proven to nutritionally support your immune system. Tens of thousands of Dr. Rakowski's patients and followers are enjoying guilt-free, super healthy, and delicious coffee every day. If you love coffee, you owe it to yourself to go to www.bettercoffeeshop.com. And when you get there, click on the Join Now button to find out how you can get this amazing coffee at wholesale prices. That's www.bettercoffeeshop.com. Now that's good coffee. Check it out today. That's some soulful and intense trumpet there. You know, we are back, and you're listening to The Adam Harman Show on Talk Radio, 790 AM, KABC. Thanks for tuning in. Oh my goodness. Oh, there's something going on in the studio here. Is it that time again?
It's that time.
Well, then it's time for...
The Fabulous Dovey Leroy.
Cosmic Astrologer.
Ooh. Well, if you're in YouTube land and you can check us on our YouTube channel at The Adam Harman, H-A-R-M-A-N Show, please check us out and subscribe. You can see the lovely faces of not only Dovey Leroy, who's going to attempt something never done before on radio, but in addition to that, her next victim. Her guest here, who's going to be hearing her natal chart. So it's going to be a full natal chart reading for a person. So we're going to do some advanced astrology work. And
yes.
But Dovey sometimes gets in people's faces. So
I might.
You know, if you're near the screen, stand back. Woo. All right. Now, you're going to give us a little forecast up front, though.
Yes, okay. Definitely.
Go.
So we have a general astrology forecast, and that would be that Mercury in Pisces is squaring Mars in Sagittarius. So this has to do with tests and challenges that may stem from your thoughts. So initiating projects, creating business ventures, that is definitely going to be activated, and you're going to be feeling firecrackers when it comes to that, and anything can be initiated and completed during this time. But there will be thoughts popping up that are conscious and open-minded, and they may be so open that you can't necessarily comprehend them. So that could cause friction with what you're working on. And you may run from the project or idea that you're working on and creating and just throw it out the window and not deal with it and be like, I'm pushing that to the side.
But they shouldn't do that, right?
No, they should not do that.
Stick with it, folks.
Definitely. If you start feeling that annoyance or getting angry and wanting to move into something new, what you should do is find that ease and find that tame within it and come to the conclusion of, okay, these are my thoughts that are making me uncomfortable. But in reality, these thoughts can be so open-minded that you can bring in new things that you've never experienced before.
Don't get affected by those crazy little rattlers in the back of your head.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, we also have a full moon in Virgo, and that's going to be on March 3rd. And full moons illuminate everything. So it's like this giant cosmic spotlight that is revealing all the truth. And anything that needs to be brought up for you and allow you to find that honesty within it is coming up to the front.
Whether you like it or not, folks.
Whether you like it or not. So it's about being honest with yourself and making those changes from that honesty that you find. And nothing's hiding in the shadow. There is no shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you may overanalyze the things going on in your life and that you're working on, especially writing or communicating. And your strategy may be on point, but it may be so on point to the point where you become OCD and perfectionist. Mm-hmm. So anything that is coming up for you, do not overanalyze it.
Good.
Yes. So now I have Bethany Curry here with me right now.
What are you going to do with Bethany?
I am going to give you a live natal chart reading with the little bit of amount of time. Natal chart readings can go for hours, but we're going to just do a general one.
Okay.
Bethany Curry, she is 24. Her birthday is April 12th, and she is an Aries. She is from Aries. She is from New Jersey, and she moved to LA about 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And she's an actress and a dancer out here. Now, Bethany being an Aries, that can be all about action and, you know, completion and doing things. But something to understand is that your birth chart is your mandala. And that is who you came here to be in your authentic nature. And that has to do with the alignments of the planets of the time you were born. So, Aries, action, fire, get stuff done.
Yes.
Yes. And it has to do with a seed within. And that is your soul vitality that is all about action and fire. Do you feel that way?
Yes, I do.
Do you feel very fiery?
Yes.
I do. Awesome.
Somebody call the fire department.
Exactly. And fire,
of course. I get that all the time.
Fiery. You can pop off. Oh, yeah. But it's the powerful need to initiate action and how to express that seed that's within you, because it all starts from a source. And to be able to make that source grow, you have to do something about it. Now, the reason that you may not do anything about it is because of your ego. How do you feel about your ego?
Ooh, rough question here.
That is a rough question.
She doesn't even want to talk about it because then everybody's going to know. She said, next question. No. And something, though, that you have to do about that ego situation is learn how to allow courage to come into play. And that's something that you have to learn, because egos, they're not real. They can't be harmed. They're up here. You create an ego. And that comes with the sense of not feeling good enough. And something you have to do is learn how to grow and overcome that fear to be able to initiate, to be able to create, to be able to grow that fire. Now, we also are going to be having, we have Venus in Aries. Actually, no. We're going to go to your moon.
Go to her moon.
Yeah, because moons can be dominant over sun signs. And if your moon is dominant, that means you're not going towards your complete vitality. Yours is in Capricorn. So with your emotions, we're digging deeper, you compartmentalize your emotions, which means that you have this spectrum that's like this. And if anything's past this or past there compared to your spectrum, you are definitely questioning it and you're trying to understand it. And the way that you do that is by pulling yourself away from it and trying to understand it. And then you put yourself back into it. Now, if anything goes past that spectrum, it will definitely either make you be like, this is not happening, I do not feel comfortable, or you can almost go to a form of screaming and I want attention right now. Like, you need to understand that I need to know the truth of what is going on.
I do like attention.
But it's, do you feel very practical when it comes to your emotions?
Yes.
Yeah. And yeah. It's definitely something that if you are not in control of your emotions and you start getting to that part of you feeling, you know, anxious and like this in your chest, you have to, how do I say this? You have to pull yourself back and come to that spectrum, period. Yeah. Otherwise, it will cause you to just scream and not understand. Yeah, so you have Venus in Aries, and that means you are very...
Double Aries.
Oh, no.
I like it.
Extra fire, which means you're very passionate in your relationships and with your loved ones. And that very can also cause a little bit of agitation if your loved ones are not, you know, listening in a way. And this is either an in or an out. It's black or white. There's no gray. I'm going to be with you or I'm not going to be with you. Period. The end. Moving forward.
Is she nailing it here?
Yes.
Do you feel that way?
Yes.
There you go. Could you give her some advice, like overall advice?
Advice? Okay. So something to do, because of all of these different planets are in all these different things. I definitely, if I was you, when it comes to an Aries, is take the time to understand that people are not going to, it doesn't matter about judgment and what people are doing towards you and what's coming towards you. It matters about how you just put yourself outward. Because the only reason that Aries can become depressed, they can become alcoholics. And I'm not saying all Aries, but this is something embedded in their sign, because right. They become so unattached from initiating things and so scared that they just don't know what to do.
Right.
And if they don't know what to do and they are not creative, they can become bored. Mm-hmm. And when they're bored, mm-hmm. that's when they just start doing different stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's definitely what I would tell you to do.
Well, thank you.
Try to work on that ego.
Well, you know something? How can people reach out to you and get a natal chart from you?
You can contact me through DoveyLeroyAstrology.com.
That sounds great. Dovey Leroy, it's always good to have you on. And thank you for being the subject of our focus there,
You're
young
welcome.
Lady.
Yes, thank you guys.
There you go. Well, once again, it's a time to wrap things up here at the show. Make sure you like, subscribe, and follow the Adam Harman, that's H-A-R-M-A-N show, on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube for great inspiration and video posts. Tune in next week, by the way. This is going to be great. We're going to be interviewing the one and only spiritual catalyst, Teal Swan. This young lady is one of the hottest spiritual advisors on social media right now with millions of faithful followers. Make sure you tune in and call in for next Saturday's show at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss it. That's next Saturday at 8 p.m. So until next time, all of us here at The Adam Harmon Show would like to thank you for listening, and we hope you have a week filled with loving relationships.
From the poplar tree.
This show furnished by Adam Banning.